And now back to Frankie Valli and Bob Gaudio of the Four Seasons. But you did do Jerry.
Jerry, I'm your Sherry. Is that the one?
I'm sorry,
it.
Yeah.
You didn't do that.
Tracy Day.
It's got your name on it, Bob.
It does.
It is. Don't Tracy Day did it take. Did it,
Wait a minute, I have to look at that.
And I keep knocking.
What does it have my name on it for? What did I do?
B. Crew, B. Gaudio, yes.
It's all they changed was the title of the song. It's Jerry.
Now,
baby.
I have to blame that totally on Bob. You notice, I wrote Sherry by myself. Then this song comes along called Jerry, I'm Your Sherry, and Bob's name's on it. You notice that?
So you
I take no responsibility.
Right.
But she was cute. She was cute.
Maybe that's why that never went anywhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Teenage Cleopatra.
Oh, that's not me.
No fingerprints on that.
No.
Yeah, no. And then I also accused you of being involved with distant cousins. I went back and looked, and that's not you either.
Okay.
No, yeah, it seems that you know.
I have some integrity, you know.
Some, but you do have some disco crime.
What was that?
Well, you know, we could pull out the records and look over the disco era, Frankie. But
okay. All right. Well, hey, if it's the album I think he means, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. It's a brilliant album.
I don't have a problem with that one.
Just stay in my soul.
This is one of my all-time favorite albums. I must tell you that right now. There are things in this album for me. I had a lot of fun doing this. And it wasn't really done in the ultra, ultra super disco way. You know, we just drifted far enough away from it that it couldn't be the normal disco that had exactly the same beats for every single thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, the funny thing about this particular album, it came at a period of time where Mike Curb was involved with Warner Brothers, I think. No, this was MCA. And there were problems there. There's a cut in this album that was on the disco charts and dance and club charts for at least 2 years.
Heaven Above Me?
Heaven Above Me, yeah.
It wasn't Heaven Above Me.
No, it wasn't.
It was Soul.
Roberta Flack and Peabo Bryson did that. Did you know that?
No.
Boy, I got one on you.
The song was Soul.
It was a Soul, yeah. They did it. They did a Heaven Above Me and something else from here. They did, it was a medley. I don't know which one it was.
I had a lot of fun doing this album. I really did.
Now this.
Well, I don't know about
this
that
record
one.
Is a masterpiece. There's no question about that. Is
what's in there? Oh yeah,
some really good stuff in
Look
there.
Look at that. Really, Shining Gonna Shine Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Loneliness is the coat you wear. A deep shade of blue is always there. Place you're in with nothing to lose, but no more to win.
This is the part that
You're
I like
ready now.
Best was very early on, because without having hits and having to reach to pick songs and do an album, you know, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine, My Funny Valentine, Secret Love, My Mother's Eyes, some of these songs.
That one, what, right there. What's the,
You're Ready Now.
You're Ready Now was a number one record in England.
Yeah.
They never released it here. I love that record.
And Proud One is cool. Probably what I think one of the best records I ever made by it.
The Osmond Brothers had a hit with it.
Huh?
The Osmond Brothers.
I mean, but we never had a record company that
no.
worked it, that believed in it.
This is Joel Selvin. When we get back, the Jersey Boys meet the Beach Boys.